Okay, let's unpack this. I want you to mentally rewind the clock a little bit with me.
Sure.
Think about the smartphone industry over the last, say, 18 months.
Right, from early 2024 right through to the end of 2025.
Yeah. If you were really paying attention to the hardware, what did you see?
I know exactly what I saw. I saw a very expensive, very shiny plateau.
Right. It felt like we hit a brick wall. We saw these massive tech giants pouring billions into marketing. But what were they actually selling us?
Well, it was all chatbots.
All chatbots, generative AI that writes your emails for you.
Or they'd spend 20 minutes on stage talking about, shaving a single millimeter off the bezel.
Or how this year's phone comes in natural titanium instead of gray titanium.
It was definitely the era of the incremental upgrade. If you dropped $1,500 on a flagship in late 2024, let's be honest, you weren't buying revolutionary technology.
Not at all.
You were buying a software update wrapped in a slightly nicer chassis. The core hardware, the optics, the sensors, it was stagnant.
Stagnant is a polite word for it. I'd say it was boring. I remember looking at the specs for the Galaxy S25 and thinking, I have seen this movie before. But then mid-February 2026 rolls around. A few days ago, a report dropped from TechRadar about the upcoming Xiaomi 18 Pro that didn't just nudge the conversation.
It flipped the whole table over.
It really did.
If these leaks are accurate, the stagnation is officially over. We aren't just looking at a spec bump. We're looking at a fundamental shift in how computers process light.
The headline number is terrifying, 400 megapixels.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, when I first saw that, I rolled my eyes. I thought, here we go again.
You're thinking of the old megapixel wars from the early 2010s.
Exactly. Remember the Nokia Lumia 1020? The one with the 41 megapixel camera and that giant circle on the back?
I do the classic.
But back then, companies were just slapping big numbers on the box to trick people. It was pure marketing fluff. Bigger number means better phone. Is this just that all over again?
No, and that's the critical difference. This isn't marketing fluff. This is a completely different engineering paradigm. The rumors for this Xiaomi 18 Pro, they point to a device with not one, but two simultaneous 200 megapixel sensors
Firing at the same time.
at the exact same time.
It's a 400 million pixels of data in a fraction of a second.
It's an avalanche of data. And the mission of this deep dive isn't just to geek out over the specs. We need to unpack what I'm calling the computational revolution. Because when you have that much data, photography stops being about capturing an image.
It becomes about what?
It becomes about reconstructing reality.
Reconstructing reality. That
Yeah.
sounds slightly ominous.
Depending on how you feel about AI, it kind of is.
Okay, let's strip this down to the metal. The report calls these sensors the two monsters. Usually, if I buy a high-end phone, a Galaxy Ultra, or an iPhone Pro, I get one main camera that's really good.
That's correct. The industry standard has been a hierarchy. You get one massive primary sensor, maybe 200 megapixels if you're lucky, and that gets all the engineering love.
And the other lenses?
Then, for the ultra wide and the zoom, the manufacturers throw in the leftover parts. Smaller sensors, maybe 12 or 50 megapixels, they're fine, but they aren't flagship quality.
And Xiaomi's apparently saying, forget the hierarchy.
They're going for symmetry. According to supply chain schematics out of Taiwan, they are mounting two extreme resolution modules on one unified motherboard.
Okay, so let's start with the main one, sensor one.
The main shooter first uses a 1-inch sensor.
We hear 1-inch sensor thrown around a lot in tech reviews. Why is that specific size such a holy grail?
Think about a standard point-and-shoot camera, like the Sony RX100 series that street photographers love.
Right, a dedicated camera.
A dedicated camera. It's thick. It has a huge lens barrel. That camera uses a 1-inch sensor. Putting a sensor that large inside a phone that's less than 9 millimeters thick is an engineering nightmare.
Because you just ran out of room.
You run out of room instantly. And usually a 1-inch sensor has relatively large pixels to catch light. But Xiaomi is cramming 200 million pixels onto that surface. Each pixel is roughly 0.6 micrometers wide.
0.6 micrometers. I'm trying to visualize that.
It's microscopic. To
All
give
right.
you a reference, a human red blood cell is about 7 micrometers.
Wow.
So these pixels are more than 10 times smaller than a red blood cell.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Usually small pixels are bad, right? They don't catch enough light. The image should be dark and grainy.
Physics says it should be a disaster, but they're pairing it with an 8P lens array. That stands for 8 plastic and glass elements stacked on top of each other.
Is 8 a lot?
Oh, yeah. Most phones use 6P or 7P. Every time you add an element, you can correct more distortion, but you also block more light. It's a trade-off.
So how do they fix that?
The 8P lens on this phone uses advanced anti-glare coating to basically force feed light directly into those tiny pixels without scattering it. It's brute force physics.
But the main camera isn't even the part that surprised me the most.
The telephoto.
It's the second monster. The report says they are putting a 200 megapixel sensor on the telephoto lens, the zoom lens.
Why?
If I'm zooming in on a bird in a tree, or I'm at a Taylor Swift concert in the nosebleeds, why do I need 200 million pixels?
This is the aha moment. This is where they are solving a physics problem with data.
Okay.
Think about a DSLR camera, those big ones with the long lenses. To zoom in, they physically move glass elements back and forth inside the tube. You literally need a long lens for magnification.
Which you can't fit in your pocket unless you're wearing cargo pants from 1999.
Exactly. Physics dictates that a phone can't have a foot-long lens. So how do you get a sharp zoom without the glass? Use in-sensor cropping.
Walk me through that.
Imagine you have a massive canvas, a painting that is 10 feet wide. That's your 200 megapixel image. It captures everything in incredible detail.
Okay, I've got the canvas.
Now imagine you only want to see the detail in the very center, say, that bird in the tree. You take a pair of scissors and cut out a tiny square in the middle.
Oh.
Because the original painting was so massive and detailed, that tiny square is still incredibly sharp.
So instead of zooming optically magnifying the image with glass, you're just throwing away the outer 90% of the image.
Precisely. It's called lossless hybrid zoom. Because you started with 200 million pixels, even if you crop down to 10% of the image, you still have 20 megapixels left.
Which is more than enough for a sharp photo.
More than
enough. So it officially marks the end of those muddy, watercolor-looking concert photos where the singer looks like a blob.
It should. If this works, you can zoom in 10x or even 20x, and it will look as sharp as if you were standing in the front row. You're substituting glass for silicon.
That sounds incredible, but let's play devil's advocate. I'm imagining the poor processor inside this phone.
Mm-hmm.
You press the shutter, and suddenly 400 million pixels of data just slam into the motherboard.
It's not a traffic jam. It's a tsunami.
It's tsunami.
Right. If you tried to do this with a processor from 2023 or 2024, the phone would freeze for 10 seconds. It would be unusable.
So how is the Xiaomi 18 Pro handling it?
This is where physics ends and the math begins. We're entering the era of edge AI.
Edge AI.
The report suggests this phone will run on the Snapdragon 8 Gen 5 or the top-tier MediaTek Dimensity 9000 series. But the CPU, the main brain, isn't doing the work. It's delegating.
Delegating to who? Or what?
To the ISP, the image signal processor, and the NPU, the neural processing unit. In this new generation of chips, they're fully fused. When you tap that button, ISP isn't just recording light values, it's performing a reconstruction.
And it does that using, what was it, GANs?
GANs, yeah.
Generative adversarial networks.
I have heard of GANs in the context of deepfakes, but for a camera.
Think of a GAN as two AIs arguing with each other. One AI is the forger, and the other is the critic.
Okay.
The forger tries to create a realistic image from the raw sensor data. The critic looks at it and says, no, that texture on the dog's fur looks fake, or that leaf edge is too blurry, and sends it back. They do this millions of times in a split second until the image looks perfect.
Wait, so it's generating the image. Let's say I'm taking a picture of my daughter and the wind blows her hair across her face. A normal camera would just show a blur. Right. A normal camera records the blur because that's what the light did. This system uses diffusion models to understand what hair should look like. It sees the blur, recognizes the context, and mathematically reconstructs the strands of hair to look sharp.
That is wild.
Mm-hmm.
And a little disturbing. It's almost like the camera's hallucinating a better version of reality.
In a way, yes. It's not just seeing what's there, it's clarifying what should be there based on its training data.
But doesn't that take time? If I'm trying to take a picture of a moving kid, I can't wait for an AI to have a debate. I need the photo now. We've all dealt with shutter lag. You press the button, the camera takes the pic a half second later, and you miss the moment.
That's the Achilles heel of high-resolution photography. Processing 400 million pixels should take seconds. But the report says Xiaomi has solved this with zero shutter lag algorithms.
How do you get zero lag on 400 megapixels?
By cheating.
I like cheating. How do they do it?
The phone is effectively time traveling. It's continuously buffering frames in the background RAM before you even press the button. It's always watching, always recording a loop of the last 1.5 seconds.
So when my finger finally touches the glass?
It doesn't need to start capturing. It just reaches back into the memory buffer and grabs the frame from the millisecond before you pressed it.
So it captured the image before I decided to take it?
Effectively, yes. The processing happens instantly because the data was already waiting in the lobby, so to speak.
Okay, so we've got the sensors, we've got the AI brain. But this leads me to the unsexy part of the report that I think is actually the most critical.
The infrastructure crisis.
Where does all this stuff go?
This is the part that drives the cost up, and it's why your standard laptop might struggle to even open these files.
Because 400 million pixels, the file sizes must be massive.
Enormous. If you shoot in what they call computational RAW, which keeps all that optical data so you can edit it later, a single photo is estimated to be between 120 and 180 megabytes.
One photo is 180 megabytes. I have apps smaller than that.
Yes. Now imagine you do a burst shot. You hold the button down for 1 second. You take 5 photos.
You just generated nearly a gigabyte of data.
In a single second.
My laptop would struggle to write a gigabyte that fast.
Most laptops would choke. Think of data like water flowing through a pipe. If you try to push a gigabyte through the current storage standard, UFS 4.0, it's like trying to push a watermelon through a garden hose.
The phone would freeze.
It would crash. The operating system would lock up.
So what's the fix? A bigger pipe?
A much bigger pipe. UFS 5.0. The report states this is a strict survival requirement for the Xiaomi 18 Pro. UFS 5.0 has write speeds over 8 gigabytes per second.
That's faster than a PS5.
It rivals the SSD inside a PlayStation 5, yes. Just to save a picture of your brunch without the OS crashing.
And it's not just storage, right? You need RAM, too.
Oh, yeah. You need RAM to hold those pixels while the AI does the grading. We're looking at LPDDR6 RAM running at 10,000 megahertz.
But all that processing moving gigabytes of data, running JANs, that generates energy. And energy creates heat.
The thermal dragon. It's the dirty secret of mobile photography. When you crunch that much math, the processor temperature spikes immediately. We're talking over 55 degrees Celsius.
That's 131 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot enough to actually burn your hand.
It is. And more importantly, it's hot enough to cause damage. Usually a phone will throttle. It deliberately slows down to cool off. But you can't throttle during a photo burst. So Xiaomi is using a 3D hybrid vapor chamber.
This is the liquid cooling stuff from gaming PCs.
Yes. But shrunk down. It's a whole cycle. Liquid coolant absorbs the heat, evaporates into a gas, travels to a cooler spot, condenses back, and returns. But the report mentions a specific material that caught my eye.
What was it?
Synthetic nanodiamonds.
Okay, stop. Nanodiamonds sounds like pure marketing hype.
Mm.
Now with 50% more diamonds, is that real science?
It sounds like sci-fi, but it's actually valid physics. Diamond is one of the best thermal conductors in the universe. Because of its crystal lattice structure, the atoms are so tightly bonded that when heat hits one side, the vibrations pass along the chain instantly. It moves heat 5 times faster than copper.
So they mix it into the thermal paste.
They infuse the thermal paste with microscopic synthetic diamonds, and they can pull heat away from the processor fast enough to keep the camera running without burning a hole in your pocket.
So the diamonds aren't for bling, they're heat sink.
Exactly.
So let's recap. We have 2 monster sensors, a brain that reconstructs reality using AI, storage that writes faster than a game console, and a cooling system made of diamonds. That's an engineering marvel. But I have to ask the question that our listeners are shouting right now.
I know the one.
Do I really need a 200 megapixel photo to post on Instagram?
That is the ultimate question.
Because Instagram compresses everything down to like 2 megapixels anyway.
Yeah.
So isn't this all a massive waste of money?
The answer is no. But the reason is counterintuitive. 95% of the time, you are not using the 200 megapixels for resolution. You aren't printing a billboard. You are using the sensor for pixel binning.
Right, binning. I see this term on spec sheets all the time, 16-in-1 binning. What does it actually mean?
I like to use the rain analogy.
Yeah.
Imagine you're trying to measure how much it's raining, but you only have a thimble, a tiny cup.
Okay.
It captures a few drops, but it's hard to tell exactly how much is there. It's inaccurate. It's noisy. That's a small pixel trying to catch light. The image looks grainy.
Got it. The thimble is the pixel.
Exactly. Pixel binning is like taking 16 of those thimbles and pouring them all into one big bucket. Suddenly, you have a substantial amount of water. You have a strong, clear signal.
So the Xiaomi 18 Pro, with its 16-in-1 hexadeca binning,
it takes 16 adjacent pixels, merges them computationally, and treats them as one giant superpixel.
So 200 million pixels become what?
They become a 12.5 megapixel image, but that 12.5 megapixel image is flawless because it was built from so much data.
So the huge number, the 200 megapixels, isn't for the size of the picture. It's for gathering light.
Exactly. It's raw material. This gives you what the report calls cyberpunk night vision.
That sounds cool, but what does it look like?
It means you can take a photo in pitch black darkness, absolute zero visibility to your eye, and the camera captures it as if it were lit by professional studio rigs. Because you're merging so much data, the noise just drops to zero. You get vivid colors and sharp details in the dark.
That actually makes sense. You're over-collecting data so you can distill it down to something perfect.
Precisely. You're using excess resolution to solve the problem of low light.
So let's wrap this up. We've got the Xiaomi 18 Pro. If the rumors are true, this thing is a beast. How does this impact the rest of the world? If I'm Canon or Sony or Nikon, am I sweating?
You should be. This report is a severe warning to those companies. Traditional cameras rely on physics. Big, heavy, expensive glass.
Right. A professional lens costs $3,000 and weighs 2 pounds.
And smartphones can't win on physics. They are too small, so they are winning on math.
Infinite silicon computation.
Exactly. The Xiaomi 18 Pro is replacing glass with processing power. It doesn't need a massive lens to get a sharp zoom. It uses in-sensor cropping and AI. It doesn't need a huge aperture for night shots. It uses binning and the MPU. We are crossing a line where the software is doing more work than the hardware.
It feels like 2026 is the year where the megapixel war stops being a marketing gimmick and becomes the foundation for a new way of seeing.
We are entering an era where the camera analyzes, generates, and reconstructs the image pixel by pixel.
So here is the thought I want to leave you with. We've talked about how this phone captures light, uses AI to fix the wind in your hair, zooms in without a lens, and basically outsmarts physics. But ask yourself this. When the camera is reconstructing reality using generative AI, when it's hallucinating the texture of a sweater or the leaves on a tree because the algorithm knows what they should look like, is it still a photograph?
That's the scary part.
Or is it a digital painting based on a true story? Is this the moment the processor finally conquered the lens? Something to think about next time you snap a pic.
Thanks for diving in with us.
Always a pleasure.